What's up, guys? It's behind the scenes. Sorry, this is later in the week. I am in camp mode. I am in work 20 hours a day mode. And it has just been crazy. So let's get right to it. First of all, don't know if you heard, big injury news. As some of you guys know, I'll be headed to the Scenic City Invitational, which is in Chattanooga, Tennessee, in early August, first weekend of August. I'll be going up with Austin Jordan, who got booked for their future showcase tournament. So proud of that kid. So proud of that young man. Well, one of their big wrestlers, who is actually from Chattanooga, and is as close, I mean, of all the shows that I've been to, different places, Gunnar Miller was the man in Chattanooga. He won the second Scenic City Invitational. And just the way he is revered there, and it's very clear, this is a guy who's not long from being signed. However, Gunnar Miller has a knee injury. I believe it's an MCL tear. He put some notes out on social media and having to pull out of all of his bookings for the rest of the year. So he's getting surgery and going to have to do rehab. Here's the thing. That not only affects the Scenic City Invitational, it not only affects all the promotions that Gunnar Miller works for in Georgia, which he just recently debuted for Action Wrestling in the Atlanta area, which is, you know, picking up a lot of steam. But as many of you know, one half of Country Jack, the new Country Jack there in PWX. And these guys have been getting the big push, just have been feuding with the Ugly Ducklings for the PWX tag team titles. They were slated to compete against Tough Guy Inc. here in the upcoming Crockett Cup. And so how does this affect things? What does this do for Brady Pierce? Brady Pierce, who's been booked as a tag team wrestler there in PWX and really taking on a new gimmick with Gunnar Miller, growing the beard and all that good stuff. Where does that leave this young man? I assume that Brady Pierce, he's made some appearances in South Carolina this year. I'm assuming that he is going to be at WrestleForce. Just don't know. But I'm interested to see, was this a team? Were they going to put the tag team titles on them in PWX? I don't know. But obviously they were getting the push. Obviously, well, not obviously. I was assuming that they would have been my pick to go over Tough Guy Inc. and get to the semifinals in the Crockett Cup. So it's going to be very interesting. Who do they replace Gunnar Miller in the tag team match, or do they replace him for another tag team? I know a tag team whose name I would throw out there. A good heel tag team that could have a great match with Tough Guy Inc. There on June the 24th. I'll throw that out there. I think the Sons of Steel will be a great addition to the Crockett Cup. But, again, Gunnar Miller, and a lot of people may not know this, so his wrestling manager, a guy named Jeff Bailey. And while a lot of people don't know, is like Jeff Bailey's his real manager. Jeff Bailey has been helping Gunnar Miller, who's very young in the wrestling business. He's been helping him navigate a lot of the wrestling waters. And I think I know for a fact that's one of the reasons he's has such a fast rise in wrestling in the Atlanta and Tennessee area. Well, number one, phenomenally gifted athlete. Huge. I mean, not as tall as Brady Pierce, but just built like a house. Great athlete. And then under Jeff Bailey's tutelage, just making the right decisions, getting good bookings, and being booked like a champ. Even in the promotions where he hasn't had the title, he's been booked like a champion. He's been booked very well. And so that's it's just, you know, it's always sad to see a dude get hurt, especially, man, somebody who's just right there on the cusp of something big, something huge. There was another injury, a guy named Kyle Matthews, who I'm not that familiar with. He was also injured, had to pull out of the tournament, which effectively ended his career. He had said this was going to be his last weekend wrestling at the Scenic City Invitational. Corey Hollis had announced, hey, that's who I want to wrestle since he's out with an injury. And they've announced Ike Cross, who will be taking on Corey Hollis there in the first round. So, that would have been the second year in a row somebody used the Scenic City Invitational as a way to retire. So that's just interesting. And that's going to be a great fun. I'm not really sure what I've got myself into. I volunteered to bring a sound system. They're doing this thing called the SCI Prom. It's going to be interesting. I might just end up hiding in a corner and trying not to die. That may end up what is happening. So something that I noticed last year, not just last year at the Scenic City Invitational, but something I just noticed in wrestling. There are guys in wrestling who I like. I like them as people. I like their characters. But I don't think they're very good at wrestling. Like, I overhype everything. I don't overhype these guys. They're good. I mean, I might even say they're good, not great. I think what's happened in wrestling is most wrestlers, they have merchandise tables, and most wrestlers have become so personable to the fans that fans can't separate, okay, I met this guy, he was super nice. They can't separate that from their wrestling. There was a guy at the Scenic City Invitational, and he's made appearances for Evolve. And I can't even remember his last name. It's Dominic. He got an MMA. I think he's got a purple belt. And he was at the Scenic City Invitational. And he wrestled a guy from, I think, Eric Royal from CWF Mid-Atlantic. And me and the three guys I was with, for the four of us, that match was hands down, no close second, the worst match of the weekend. I'm not saying it was a bad match. We just didn't enjoy it. We just didn't think he was that good. Now, at that point, hadn't been in the business long, but he is somebody that has really gotten a lot of hype. And I'm not saying he's not good. It's just not my taste. But sometimes I just don't think he's that good. But I think when it comes to independent wrestling, fans have a hard time being critical of wrestlers. Because it's like you're going to be critical of this wrestler and then you're going to see him at the next show. And so I better be nice to him on Twitter, or better be nice to him on Facebook, because I'm going to see this guy. And so, like, just watch. People will talk bad about Roman Reigns. They'll talk bad about The Miz. They'll talk bad about John Cena. Now, they'll talk about guys who, if they do stupid stuff, if they get arrested or sexually assault somebody, as they should, we bash that. But as far as guys' wrestling ability, people are very critical. This is just something that I find very interesting. I've had good friends. I've had people I like and trust rave, and I'm sure I've raved on and on about somebody that the person I was talking to didn't think they were that good. There are people now that everybody raves over, tag teams that people rave over. And I'm happy for their success. But I don't think they're that good. They're not my preferred style. They're not what I consider to be good. Because you have to separate, hey, this guy's nice and he was cool, from, all right, what happens once the bell rings? And I think as fans today, we're all getting a little bit too close to it to be objective about anything. I know for a fact that there are some wrestlers that I cannot be objective about, that my personal feelings for them, my friendship for them, it's hard for me to be objective about. I will be the first person to tell you that. But I don't think that, I always say, Twitter's an echo chamber. And I think that's what happens, because we want to like what everybody else likes. And so if everybody's liking Dominic Guarini, I think that's his name, well, you don't want your friends not to like you. So if they say he's good and they're liking him, you want to be in the in crowd. So, oh, yeah, he's great. He's great. Oh, yeah, awesome. And that's just kind of how it is. You know, if all the cool kids are hating on Roman Reigns and you want to be with the cool kids, hate on Roman Reigns. If all the cool kids are thinking The Miz is the best promo in history, you got to kind of go along with that. So it's just kind of crazy. Oh, finally, let's talk about competition. Competition is heating up here in the Carolinas, and it's very, very good. I have talked about behind the scenes before how there have been a lot of ups and downs in Carolina wrestling the last couple of years. And you had some promotions running more, some promotions running less. I'm of the opinion, more shows that run, the more opportunities people have. But when you get to a certain region or a certain geographic location, let's say like Columbia, South Carolina, things can get heated. You got Palmetto Championship Wrestling, who has come along in the last couple of years, just as WrestleForce was having their final show. And now you have the return of WrestleForce, which has been a mainstay. I'm going back and trying to watch a lot of old WrestleForce stuff. They've had great shows. They've had great crowds. And a lot of people are happy to see them back. And they're going to be running in Casey. And I'm just going to be honest. The Columbia area is big enough to support multiple wrestling companies. And I think competition's good. And I believe that as these promotions start running more shows, that competition is going to make everybody better. I think we'd all agree that during the Monday Night Wars, that was great because there was competition. I wish that I don't necessarily like the way that Eric Bischoff did things, that he was watching WWE and would make changes on the fly depending on what they did. I don't know what I think about that. But I do know, I just know competition, and I think it's all friendly competition. Bob Keller said it himself on his podcast. He's got no beef with Shane Doerr. Now we all know, I've mentioned this before, what was the hottest angle last year in PCW? Hottest angle was when Bob Keller revealed himself as the leader of the END. And that was it. Nobody from the END and Bob Keller. None of them have appeared. None of them have appeared for PCW after that. I actually was going to ask when I was ring announcing for PCW's December show, hey, should I mention that they're barred from the building because that had been put out on social media and basically was told didn't need to do that. So anyway, it's just going to be interesting. I think the area is big enough to support both companies. I think there's plenty of wrestling fans. There's plenty of wrestling fans with different tastes. If you don't like what PCW is doing, you can follow WrestleForce. And if you don't like what they're doing, you're close enough to Chester. You can check them out. You're close enough to OSCW. You can check them out. You're close enough to Simpsonville. You can check out Battlezone. Close enough to Greenville. Pro Wrestling Turbo. Close enough to Oconee County. Come check out. Listen, there's. So I'm always excited when somebody comes back, and especially someone, a company like WrestleForce that has been successful, that has a very loyal following, and has a track record of giving young guys opportunities. And you look at Cedric Alexander, WWE, former WrestleForce champion. Gunner, former WrestleForce champion. Matter of fact, reason they need a new WrestleForce champion is he had to forfeit the title because he went to NXT. That's a good problem to have when your champion is getting signed by the big boys. So it's, dare I say, very interesting, very, very fun to keep up. And I think competition is going to be good. I think Pro Wrestling Turbo and Battlezone, I think they're going to make each other better. I think PWX, the things that they're trying with PWX Pure, I think they're making other people better. People that are paying attention. I do think that their promotion's kind of doing their own thing, and they're kind of off in left field, and they're missing the boat. I think we live in a day and age where a wrestling promotion have a really great poster, and they can have a $1 million poster and 10 cent wrestling. And that's just the truth. For as many companies as that are out there, there are some not good wrestling out there. And I have seen, I've seen a lot of it recently. And that's one reason we do the SOS Network like we do. We do our best. We don't post the complete show. We just post the matches because, frankly, we know there's matches people don't want to see again. So we're posting the good matches. We're posting the good stuff. We're trying to just kind of see how that's doing. But, again, a lot of fun. Again, it is full speed ahead. I keep telling people June 30th is kind of circled on my calendar because it's a sprint until then. And it's a wrestling show every weekend and youth camps and a lot of fun stuff. But I love it. It's an exciting time. And it's an exciting time. I'm having so much fun. Had so much fun recording with Mark today, and I hate to be corny, but like I feel like I got my smile back. And I think there were a lot of factors last year that kind of took the joy out of wrestling for me, and I think this year I've been reminded why I started loving wrestling so much in the first place. So appreciate you guys supporting us. I appreciate having this outlet. I'll have, next week's episode won't be up so late. Like I said, it's just been a crazy, crazy week. So I'll be recording again Friday night. Or no, not Friday night. Probably Sunday night. And should be good. So, hey, let me know what you guys think, and you know, any impact, any impact, any thoughts or, you know, anything, any suggestions, any topics you want us to cover. Mark and I recorded an episode today on great wrestling rivalries. Oh, so fun to record. So we're just, you know, getting back to some good stuff. So God bless everybody. Hope y'all have a great, great weekend. Excited to be at Viral Pro Saturday night. And we'll see you guys soon.